the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone
at Infowars.com/show.
Well, if there was ever a day where you could say we are living in the Twilight Zone, that day would be today, Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. And just when I thought it was hitting peak strangeness, reading the news this morning, seeing what's coming out of Parkland, Florida with all these protests and speeches, I mean, it just gets stranger and stranger. David Hogg is everywhere. All these other people are everywhere. They're doing interviews on Telemundo. They're doing interviews on Britain this morning, whatever it is. I mean, the same people every time. The crew brings another list in today. It's the same people. Oh, and guess what? It turns out they are actors. No, I'm not saying they're crisis actors and nothing happened. I'm saying they're literally in the drama club. All of them. I couldn't even believe it. One of our editors is sitting back there actually doing the due diligence. I mean, it's incredible. And it's like, oh, okay, finds one in the drama club, finds another one in the drama club, finds another one in the drama club, finds another one in the drama club. Every single one. Every single one. It's like, I don't even believe it. I came to sit down at the desk and organize some news. I walk back there. He's like, hey, Owen, we got another one. Yeah, he's in the drama club too. I'm like, are they all in the drama club? I mean, again, Twilight Zone. Now, just to try to put this in perspective, because I can't do it. I don't have the words to explain what's going on. I can't logically break down the doublethink of the left anymore. So what I decided to do was I'm going to pull up some memes to try to get a message out there because, I mean, it cannot be explained with words. So pull up War Room memes here, guys. Let's take a look at some of the memes we've retweeted at War Room. Just try to put things in perspective. Let's go to the Thinking Man first. Let's pull up the old Thinking Man. Where is he? Oh, that's a good one too, but that's not, actually, you know, pull that one up. No. Go ahead. You had it. There we go. Look at that one. There's the Thinking Man. It's not mass murder if you use a vacuum instead of an AR-15. And he's got the Planned Parenthood vagina hat on. That pretty much sums it up right there. But there was another Thinking Man, guys, that I also retweeted from War Room Memes. I think keep going. Maybe it's down there, but I think, yeah, go up. No, it's the other way. No, the other way. No. There we go. Keep going. It's on there. There it is right there. Oh, there's the Thinking Man. If Trump is not your president, then you can't demand he make stricter gun laws as president. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Now let's go to the Rock meme. This one is the best. I mean, it's down. It's down, guys, because this really more than anything right there. This one really more than anything shows you the doublethink. I mean, this one really explains how they don't have logic. They don't have critical thinking. They don't even have linear thinking. It's just like sporadic. There's no connection. So The Rock says, hey, are we still protesting police brutality this week? And then the liberal says, no, now we are saying only the cops should have guns. Bingo. Okay. Let's get a little stranger. Nancy Pelosi, pull up the meme. Nancy Pelosi is asked, what should we do about illegal immigration? And you know what she said? Mow your lawn. Mow your lawn. I guarantee you if Trump said that, he'd be called a racist. He'd be called a hater of Latinos and Hispanics. How dare Trump say that? But Pelosi says it. And then, I mean, again, how about this for the Twilight Zone? Man crashes car into hospital entrance, sets himself on fire. Thursday, February 22nd, 2018, we are in the Twilight Zone. The question is, how do we get out of it? Disaster. Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Also kind of feels like the Twilight Zone. Here on Thursday, February 22nd, 2018, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Quick rundown of what to expect today. Jaylen Martin, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, a survivor of the shooting, joins me in the next segment. Luchin Wintrich from the Gateway Pundit also joins me in the first hour. Second hour, all phone calls. I'm taking all of your phone calls in the second hour. So I have people that say they can't get through. So if you want to call now and hold, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, but you'll be on hold until the second hour, but I want to open them up now because people say we can't get to their calls. So if you want to hold, we'll take your calls in the second hour. Jerome Corsi in the third hour, David Seaman in the third hour. That's what you can expect on today's War Room. Now, oh man, how do you, every person that we've looked into that is becoming a face of the anti-gun march protests that are survivors of the school shooting, they're all in the drama club. Like, you cannot believe this. And we've got the video and we've done the research. I mean, it's honestly insane. I couldn't even believe it. It's just insane. But I want to go to this video. This is Alfonso Calderon. He's one of the voices of this movement. He's been all over television. We'll show you some of the interviews he's done. But he gave a speech yesterday. And I wanted to respond to it because you can tell, again, I don't want to argue with high schoolers. I mean, you know, but maybe if you just give counterpoints, maybe you can actually get somebody to listen. But go ahead and let's roll Alfonso Calderon from yesterday.
First and foremost, I'd just like to thank everybody for giving us this platform and Senator Rader from Parkland who came here.
Another drama club.
I want everybody here today to remember about this.
Hey, isn't that the drama club teacher in the background too?
Just kids.
This is a joke.
I know myself. I'm only.
She's literally. I mean,
junior in high school. Most of my worries are: what show am I going to watch at 6 p.m.? What? When do I do my homework? How do I fit in rehearsals?
The war room's still on at 6 p.m. Eastern.
I know for my other colleagues, it's sports or maybe film. But everybody needs to remember: we
film
are
like what
just
like. Thespians?
A lot of people think that disqualifies us.
What about the abortions? Millions of babies aborted.
Because we've been through a traumatic experience that we don't know what we're talking about, that we're speaking irrationally. And I want everybody to remember that is not the case.
No, you're just young and you don't have a full life experience.
We understand the violence that comes through certain guns. We more than anybody else understand what it feels like to lose somebody. We more than anybody else understand what it's like to have a beautiful community like Parkland and have it taken away from us by the media and by everyone else and by Nicholas Cruz who just...
By the media? This guy's on the media. This guy literally goes on media all day long and he's complaining about the media being in town while he uses the media.
I'm probably going to live there for a pretty long time and it's not going to be the same. It's always going to be, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that you're from Parkland. I want everybody to remember, we are just kids.
No, we know that. That's our point.
Talk about this sort of
your opinions are going to change with life experience.
Not even more than a week ago, I was worried about a math test. I was worried about having a
let me tell you something. When I was his age, politics was the last thing I was thinking about. Literally.
Just a road down. The way people today have greeted us, or not greeted us, as acknowledged by Ryan, is that we aren't being taken seriously enough. Now, I personally...
Oh, really? You're literally getting interviews every day. You have a huge speech right now, but you're not getting enough attention, apparently?
I'm going to take them as soon as possible. Because although we are just kids, we understand. We know. We are old enough to understand financial responsibilities. We are
a junior in high school.
We understand why a senator cares about re-election or not. We are old enough
to understand in high school?
Why someone might want to discredit us for their own political purposes. But we will not be silenced.
Well, that's what you're doing. You're trying to discredit the Second Amendment.
Enough that we, just because we are kids, we are not allowed to understand. But trust me, I understand. I was in a closet, locked, for 4 hours.
Did he just say he's in the closet?
People who I would consider almost family, crying and weeping on me, begging for their lives. I understand what it's like.
And don't you wish you had a gun?
Parents, goodbye. I might never ever get to see you again. I love you. I understand what it's like to fear for your life. And I don't think we should ever be discredited because of that. I don't think we should ever.
It's not because of that. It's just because you're young.
You're just children. I feel like that is powerful, and it is one of the only reasons this movement is where it is right now. I am extremely, extremely angry and sad. And I don't know if I'm going to be traumatized because of this. I don't know if I'm going to have faith in my state and local government anymore.
Pause it right there. Pause it right there. That's the key. That's the key. Did you hear what he just said? I don't know if I can have faith in my state or local government anymore. Yet you want to turn in all of your guns to your state and local government. If you can't trust your state and local government to protect you and you don't have a gun to protect yourself, who's going to protect you? This is what I'm saying. Again, these are young kids. I was probably, I wouldn't even know what's going on when I'm their age. So I'm not sitting trying to be high and mighty. It's just they lack the experience. They don't understand what they're talking about. And the fact that he says that, I mean, that right there proves to you he really does not have a full grasp of what he's talking about. I don't trust the state and local government anymore. Fair point. They ignored all the warnings of Cruz, the police, the FBI, all of them. And here he admits it. He's like, I don't think I can trust the state and local government anymore. And you know they don't trust Trump. You know they don't trust the police officers either because they protest those all day. Yet they want to turn in all of their guns. They want to give all the power to their state and local government, even though he just admits he doesn't trust them. Do you see where the logic is lacking? Do you see where the critical thinking is lacking? I feel bad for these kids, but we need to explain to them how these issues are actually, break down. I mean, I can't believe it. I don't trust my state and local government. Okay, so you're going to give your state and local government all the guns? It doesn't make sense. Let's finish the clip.
But I want everybody here today to know we will not be discouraged. We will not falter. We will not stop this movement because
I actually
this
believe that.
Is more than just us. This is everybody in America.
It's a women's march too. George Soros.
Kid who fears for their
the
life.
Democrats.
This is more than Parkland. This is more than Florida. This is more than the United States.
This guy's totally
is
trained.
Serious. It is about human lives. Please.
Not at abortion clinics
I
though.
I beg and I demand that every single person
well,
in power who has the ability to change
you can't even
the
vote.
Fear that kids feel going back to school, that they do something. Because I want everybody to know, I'm supposed to be going back to school in less than a week.
All right, let's pull them down. We got the main clip that we got to. You know, let's roll the B-roll too. I'm telling you guys, I didn't even have time to pull all these videos in. The same people are going on television all over the world. South America, Mexico, Britain, I mean, all over. It's nonstop. It's the same people. They're all in the drama club. They're all actors. They're all Democrat Party pawns, and they don't understand, and it's sad. So we're going to be hearing from Jaylen Martin, who the media ignores. They're ignoring, you know what? Jaylen Martin happens to be an African American. How racist for CNN to ignore him, a well-spoken individual. Unbelievable. Folks, here's the deal. We had people on the scene, and it's not cheap to make sure that we send reporters out to events like this, so we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You know the censorship is ramping up, but we are running specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at that. You still got the 50% off special on Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, and the mouthwash is 50% off as well. And this is going to be sold out soon. We already have a limited supply, and we're going to keep the 50% off special running, so this is not going to last long because we're about to sell out of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I'm not sure when the next shipment comes in, but it could be a while. So take advantage of 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste before we sell out, before the special is over. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. That's how you advance us to the next level. On the other side, Jalen Martin from Marjorie Stoneman High joins me. New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
InfoWars.com/show.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Answer the question. Let me answer the question. You can shout me down when I'm finished, but let me answer Emma's question. It is not federal law for states to report convictions to the NICS system. It's not federally mandated. That's the big question, and I wish that this network had also covered this more as other media networks would have covered it. That's a huge... Wait a second.
You guys, if I can't hear her statement, I can't come up with a rebuttal. Please.
So there you go. There's Eric Holder in 1995. Eric Holder's in some hot water right now, by the way. Eric Holder in 1995 saying we need to brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. Fast forward to yesterday at the town hall, and you have people shouting murderer at Dana Loesch, who's never broken any gun laws. So I guess Eric Holder's brainwashing people into getting to think negatively about guns is working, isn't it? I'm now joined by Jalen Martin. Jalen, thank you for joining us. Am I correct? You attended that town hall last night, right?
Yes, I was at the town hall last night.
And it's my understanding you were actually able to talk to Dana Loesch.
Yes, I just finished an interview with Dana Loesch because last night she was about to walk on stage, and I stopped and walked down the stairs because I was right behind Jake Tapper. I stopped and walked down the stairs and went up to her and shook her hand. I said, thank you. Because they're taking this whole, ban and repeal of the Second Amendment way too far. I shook her hand, and she asked me if I was in the Air Force because my shirt said the Air Force on it. And I told her, no, my brother is. She asked me if I went here to Stone, and I told her yes. So I planned to talk to her right after she was over with this, you know, basically a witch trial. And once she walked off the stage, there was like, it was like, I don't even understand. It's like one of those things you see in the movies where the people hurl tomatoes and stuff like that. It's sort of like,
yeah, she had to have like really strict security detail just to get out of there.
So, you know, once it got to that level, I couldn't make contact with her at all. She looked up at me, and her security like rushed her off because the whole situation escalated way too.
Yeah, they got crazy. They literally lost their minds, and she had to have serious security just to get out of there. I mean, it's sad that, you know, she's just having a forum and a debate, and you'd have to have security just to walk out of the building. But that shows you, I mean, the intolerance, honestly, of the anti-gun movement right now. But so the town hall happens last night. Colton Haig, one of the students at your school, was there, and he reported how they were scripting questions. We also had boots in the building that confirmed that they were.
Yes.
They're saying, oh, we were just rehearsing. I mean, you know, okay, you want to have a battle of words. But, I mean, what did you witness? I mean, how scripted was the thing? I mean, how controlled was it? How contrived was it? What are the students saying?
Well, when I was there, you know, like I said, I was sitting right behind Jake Tapper. So I got to see people, you know, sort of like reading their question beforehand. But other than that, you know, it just seemed off. The questions were exaggerated. For instance, there was a student who said, me and my friends think that when we go back to school, we're going to get murdered. He's not thinking that. That was that. There's no way that he wrote that question. I do not believe that for a second that he wrote that. So, and he even, I think he was asking Senator Bill Nelson, which I did speak to. I guess we'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, the whole thing seemed pretty weird, and I watched Cameron Caskey specifically. He was the one who, you know, was asked a question to Marco Rubio. Just watching him the whole time, you could tell that he was, I don't want to say that he was dramatizing it, but he was definitely exaggerating the whole situation. And just the way he was sitting there, you can watch his face. He'll, like, make faces and hold it there just to make sure that, you know, a camera got his face shot.
Well, I mean, we looked into these guys. I mean, honestly, man, I couldn't even believe it, Jalen. Like, they're all actors. I'm not saying they're Christ act. They're literally in the drama club. They're thespians. They are actors. It's, yeah. I mean, they've been trained for it.
Yeah. And that really disgusted me last night. Like, I kept looking over at him. And at the end of the whole thing, like, the very last thing, there was a song put together by a few students. And just looking, I turned around and looked at his face. You could, it was just really annoying just to see that he was exaggerating his expression so much. Not to the point where it was, you know, sort of just slightly getting on my nerves, but I pointed it out to people and they were like, yeah, he's
acting. He's literally up there acting.
He was. This was the most coached person I've ever seen on CNN, which is hard to say.
Yeah.
That's hard to say.
No, it's really amazing how they're basically like grooming these kids. And you even had, you had the one girl like, well, I might go back to school, but I might have to do an interview. So I really don't know. You know, they're calling me for all these interviews. I mean, what is that about? But I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think the panel was selected intentionally just to have people up there that would say the anti-gun questions?
Here's the thing about it, because I think it was the executive producer of the event. He came over and talked to us, you know, because we were in a special section. It was about 40 of us. We were right behind Jake Tapper, and he walked over and told us, hey, just be mindful that you're the most visible people in the crowd, so try not to do anything that'll draw too much attention. Someone asked, how did you, like, get the questions? He said, we put out a request for them. We got, like, 10,000 of them, and we handpicked them. And as soon as he said that, I was like, wow. I don't know if I recorded it, because I had recorded when he had first walked over there, but I don't know if I have that part.
And that was Jake Tapper that told you that?
No, that was not Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper came out later. This was, I believe, the executive producer of CNN.
Okay, kind of the organizer of it all?
Yes. So, yeah, they said they screened the questions, and then they gave them to them. And then they, I guess, like, just sent out a request for, like, what students want to, you know, do this or whatever. And, you know, just, yeah, exactly. Just like Colton's, you know, he had to write his own questions. I'm 100% sure they had to do that, because I talked to Delaney Tarr, which is, you know, the girl with the black glasses.
Who's also in the drama club.
I talked to her. Yeah, I talked to her afterwards, and I was like, hey, do you want me to record you, you know, asking your question or anything like that? She was like, no. I was like, what was your question? What was it going to be? She was like, well, I submitted mine, but, you know, they didn't take it. So I was like, yeah, you didn't get to say anything. She was like, oh, well, you know, I'm pretty sure I'll get a lot more press.
So, and, you know, the amazing thing, too, a lot is kind of coming out about Cameron Caskey. Honestly, it's like, I don't even want to report this stuff, but tweets that he tweeted out in the past about violence, about conservatives. I don't even want to repeat it. Apparently, he's hanging out with Nelly Orr. I don't know if you know who Nelly Orr is, but she's involved in the whole Russian dossier, fake, you know, that whole nonsense. We got 30 seconds left, Jalen. What do you want to depart the audience with here today?
Yeah, so I walked over to Senator Bill Nelson during one of the breaks and asked him, you know, since they've been beating up on the NRA, I asked him, do you plan on stop taking, you know, money from NRA? From pharmaceutical industries. And he, yeah, exactly right there. And he said, well, I don't think I have. But, you know, of course he has.
Have you? Wow. Good stuff. Jalen Martin, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll be in touch with you. Thank you.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
Also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence.
This is Eric Holder in 1995.
At every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And so here we are. And that was in 1995. So I would say most of these students that have turned activists that also all happen to be in the drama club. I mean, it's insane. I guess, about 5 years after Eric Holder said it's time to brainwash people into thinking about guns differently, these children were born. And now here we are. And the brainwashing cycle has completed, where you have one student saying, I don't trust state and local government anymore. Yet here he is protesting to turn the guns over to state and local government. Guess you didn't think that one through, did you, bub? Just like Trump is an authoritarian dictator, right? Oh, but you want to give the guns to the government. So Trump is a Nazi authoritarian dictator, and the police are guilty of brutality and racism and can't be trusted, and you can't trust your state and local government. I've got a brilliant idea. Let's give them our guns. That's their logic. Oh, but you know what that is? That's what Eric Holder told you in 1995. Brainwashing the public into thinking differently about guns. And actually, what was it that Hitler said? Give me the youth of the nation and I'll rule that nation in 7 years. I mean, look, this isn't, I mean, again, will I ever escape the Twilight Zone? Is this a joke? Okay. We protest the police. We protest Trump, and now we want to turn all the guns in to the government that we don't trust. Right. And again, they use the media to make this echo chamber where they present this to you like it's concluded, it's unanimous, everyone agrees. No. There's a quote from Hitler. He alone who owns the youth gains the future. The point is, if you're trying to brainwash mass amounts of people, you do it when they're young. And now you're seeing the fruit of this as the students are now protesting guns. Look, here's the thing. I've said this the whole time. You can have a debate. In fact, there's probably a debate that needs to be had. How Nicholas Cruz got a gun after a background check is an issue. So whatever part of the background check that didn't work, maybe there's your debate. Now you look at that and you find out, how was Nicholas Cruz able to get a gun? How many times did Cruz have the cops called him? 40 times? I mean, it's ridiculous. How many disciplinary problems did Cruz have in school? 50? I mean, all the way dating back in grade school? How many times did he tell people, I'm going to shoot up the school. I'm a professional school shooter. Oh, that's right. And the FBI was tipped off. And did you know, when you try to buy a firearm, after you fill out your form, you know where they send that form for approval? The FBI. What is the bigger problem here? A gun? That's an inanimate object. Or the FBI? That is obviously incompetent. I'm all for a debate, but let's have a debate that actually makes sense. Now, all right, it's like, I don't even know, this is insane. I can't even wrap my head around this. I've got David Hogg here, David Hogg, David Hogg, David Hogg's everywhere. I mean, who is this guy? I don't even know what to, this is insane. Maybe Luchin Wintrich from the Gateway Pundit can try to sort this all out for me. I mean, you've got video, Luchin, we've got videos where they're saying, oh yeah, we had drills going on. We told people they'd be acting like they were shot and they'd be taken away screaming. There's a drill that day. You know, the teachers were being prepared for a mass shooting event. Apparently David Hogg is doing an interview 4 hours before the shooting, anti-gun. I mean, this is crazy. Now you've got this, Luchin, are you seeing these new ads? And it could be totally fake, but are you seeing these new ads now on Craigslist popping up? Houston crisis actors needed. Dallas crisis actors needed. I mean, what, yeah. Luchin, what is going on here?
I think it's the entire situation is so ridiculous. Listen, CNN and the wonderful minds behind the Women's March recruited a bunch of kids. And this, you know, this is not really controversial, but they recruited a bunch of kids from the theater department of that high school. We just saw that the other kid this morning who was a conservative kid, he refused to read CNN's lines, and so his view doesn't matter. And they're propping up these kids
right.
who are being
yeah,
used
yeah.
as activists by the far left. And surprise, surprise, of course, that one kid's father is retired FBI. And, of course, his mother, you know, ran a secret Facebook group where they were disparaging the president. And we're supposed to be consider these kids to be objective intellectuals who's suggesting policy measures for America. Give me a break.
But I mean, here's my issue with this. it's like, I don't even know where to begin. I don't know what dots are actually supposed to be connected. None of it makes any sense. And then you actually listen to what they're saying, and that doesn't even make sense. I don't know if you heard the clip that I played earlier, but the young man, Calderon, says, I don't trust the local and state government, yet he's sitting here saying, let's hand all of our guns over to the local and state government. How can I take that seriously?
I mean, I will say whoever's coaching them, they're articulate, but they don't actually have any points. And David Hogg, during one of his interviews, he said, you know, I'm totally for the Second Amendment, but I just want to take away your guns. I mean, it's kind of, it's comical listening to these kids. And I mean, the Second Amendment, it exists so that we can protect ourselves against tyranny. The one kid from, I forget his name, but really bright young kid who was credited with helping save other lives during the shooting.
I think Colton Habe is who you're thinking about.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So I'm sure you discussed that he actually said that if that other teacher there was armed, this situation could have been prevented. I agree with that. I think I think you'd be hard pressed to quite honestly find a critical thinker who wouldn't agree with that.
Well, and now the sheriff has said, or the governor said, they've made a proclamation. We're now going to have armed security with rifles on school campuses in Florida. So now they're doing it.
I think that's good. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful move.
And here's my thing too. Yep. Go ahead.
I do just want to point out how sad it is that is now necessary.
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, we have, these are just copycat killers after copycat killers that the media then throws up on the big screen, turns into celebrities. Nicholas Cruz was turned into a celebrity by CNN, by MSNBC, right, by these left networks who then say, okay, and then this guy's a celebrity. At the same time, we're going to use this as rationale to curb your constitutional rights. I mean, it's disgusting. The entire thing is disgusting.
Oh, come on. Isn't CNN great? You know, 2 weeks ago, they were praising the wonderful Kim Jong-un's sister, the wonderful dictator's sister, how great she was. She's the hero of the Olympics. Look at me. Oh, I'm Kim Jong-un's sister. Everybody look at me. I'm the belle of the ball here. Didn't you see CNN? Didn't you see CNN, Lucian? I'm the queen of the Olympics now.
I mean, it's why, what? Meanwhile, she's the minister of propaganda.
Yeah.
They were applauding her throwing shade at Pence.
Look at that. You have an American media that likes communist dictators, heads of the agitation and propaganda department, more than they like their own vice president. And I'll tell you what, if they could give me one reason why they don't like the vice president, maybe I'd listen to them. But it's not like creepy Uncle Joe over here. It's Mike Pence.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We have the video. You're not going to believe it. And actually, this is a video that we cut, I think, yesterday before we found out even more of them are in the drama club. I mean, literally, our editor is over there just going through all of these people, and he's finding every single one of them in the drama club. Like, you cannot believe it. He made this video yesterday. He found, like, five more of them today. So here's the video, not just of the kids in the drama club, but how also they're being supported and coached by the drama club teacher who's there the whole time.
Their lives. Help us for our 17 fallen brothers and sisters. Help us so no one else dies. Thank you.
The drama club teacher.
Next is Delaney Tarr.
On that day of the Douglas Massacre, I was a victim like everyone else. My peers dead, many performing heroic acts in their final hour, and I was scared like everyone else. But my case was different than all the others because
There's the drama club teacher behind her. So there you go. And again, he's found like three more of them. He's making, I mean, Luchin, here's my thing. I feel like it's just reasonable. Why is it so outrageous to say, hey, why are they using the same people for every interview? Why aren't they reaching out? And why is it that the same people they're using for every interview happen to be in the drama club? And why is it every time they speak, the drama club teacher just happens to be there on the scene? I mean, why is that so unreasonable to ask?
I mean, it's we're not making anything up here. This is quite honestly news that was also reported in BuzzFeed, in The Hill. They just bury it in stories. So having any sort of frustration that we are reporting these kids are student actors, right, being coached for these roles. There's really nothing controversial there. And the reason they don't want this getting out, the reason that they bury it in stories is because they want to pretend these kids are beyond rebuke, that everything they say is just a brilliant, just from this brilliant, innocent perspective. of these highly articulate students who are also apparently great web designers, incredible organizers for events. It's ludicrous.
You know, the hardest thing about this is that it's like, I don't want to cover this. Like, I don't want to talk about these kids like this. I don't want to have to find out what's actually going on, but that's what we have to do. No one else is going to do it. Everyone else just wants to, you know, CNN, MSNBC, oh, take the guns. The guns are the problem. You know, it's all about the guns. Oh, but then the logical thing is, and is what the government's doing now. Well, we're going to have an armed guard on scene because, you know, that's logical. But are you seeing what's coming out? It's like, honestly, man, this is so toxic. Don't even show these tweets. This stuff is so toxic. Have you been seeing some of the social media activity of Cameron Caskey? Have you seen some of this stuff? He has tweets.
I don't think I have.
Man, it's just nuts. He's got tweets basically saying, or apparently there, I couldn't find them. Maybe they were deleted, but it's filtering around. Apparently he's advocating for violence against Rand Paul. And then there's another one. Guys, see if you can find this. Again, I don't know. I can't find this anywhere else. So maybe the tweet was deleted or whatever the post was, but it's Cameron Caskey with guess who? Nelly Orr. And in the picture that I saw, he says he credits Nelly Orr for starting it. Now again, I tried to verify that, and I tried to verify some of these tweets, and they've either been deleted or someone photoshopped the thing. But it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, the entire situation, and I do just want to restate this one more time. I think it's very, very sad and kind of sick, how the left is using these theater kids to push their agenda. I mean, do you think, I'd never say, oh, these are evil kids, because I disagree with, essentially the radical leftism they're pushing. I do believe that they're being used as pawns and being fed information. I think that's sort of indisputable at this point. I mean, there's a reason, one of my contacts, I don't know if you saw this story from the other day. Another girl from the theater program, I don't know if I can say that, a student from the theater program, was called up by one of these other students who are all over CNN. And, she was asked, are you willing to basically use these talking points? Now, this specific student was a conservative, was a Trump supporter, hung up the phone after yelling an expletive at the kid, because she's, you know, a lot of these other students who are not being represented by the media, are also being left completely voiceless. Their opinions, for whatever reason, don't matter, right? I mean, doesn't that bother you? Doesn't that infuriate you?
Well, and it just shows you the true mentality and the true nature of what they're doing here. They say, oh, let's have a debate. Let's have an open forum. You don't want to have a debate. You're authoritarians. You don't want to hear conservative opinions. I mean, did you see what happened to Dana Loesch? They're chanting murderer at her. They're saying she's a bad mother. She can't even walk out of the event without having stuff thrown at her. She needs high security. I mean, what is wrong with these people?
It's disgusting. You remember what happened to the father wearing the Trump shirt, right? Whose daughter did die.
That was right off the bat, too.
They said, your daughter, they're the sickest messages under that news story. Your daughter deserved to die. You put the man in office who killed her. I mean, it's so disgusting. My stomach hurts just remembering some of that nonsense. And yet the left doesn't see a problem with that. That's just common rhetoric for them.
Well, and the other thing too,
if we just point out these kids aren't theater kids, then we're the worst of the worst.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they don't even see how controlling they are. They don't even see. It's like they're bullies. And like I was saying, I mean, I'm sure you feel the same way. I mean, you're writing stories about this at the Gateway Pundit, dude. I don't want to cover this. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to get into a debate with a high school kid. You know, like, this isn't fun for me. I'm not having fun trying to figure out what's going on with these kids, why they're all in the drama department, why the kid's father was in the FBI, what's going on. This is not fun for me. But they are getting off on it. I mean, they're literally getting off on it. They're like, we're in control. We're going to control the gun debate. We're going to silence the conservatives. We're never going to stop. You know, and it's like, they love it. Like, they're getting off. Yeah, it's your fault your daughter died. Yeah. Where I'm like, man, I'm looking at this stuff. It's really strange. They are actually enjoying it. It's like, they're so filled with hate. Any chance they get to just kind of vent that hate, it's like they love it. It's like they're getting off to it, man.
They thrive on it too. I mean, it's to, again, to mobilize and use these kids, to push a radical left agenda. The entire thing is sick, what immediately comes to mind. It is our job, and I think it's everybody's job, to share articles that are actually exposing or bringing more of the actual, this agenda to light and explaining what the left is trying to do here. I think, both of our coverage on the student who was blocked from CNN because he didn't want to regurgitate lines. It's our, you know, mainstream media wouldn't pick that up. It is our job to continue to publish these stories and not back down, regardless of what the left is doing. And, you know, if I had a dollar for every death threat and voicemail from a liberal that I've gotten in the past 48 hours just for reporting on this, my gosh, I mean, I could rent out CPAC Hall. It's yeah, it just really ridiculous. And yet, yeah.
No, I just don't know. See, this is the thing to me. I don't know where it goes from here. That's my thing is I'm trying to analyze this and I'm like, where does it go from here? I don't think they're going to stop. I mean, I think they're serious. I think they're going to push this. They've already got multiple marches planned. They've got the faces of this movement. They've already said, oh, are you going to go back to school? They're like, no, I'm just going to keep doing TV interviews. I work for CNN now. You know, I don't need to finish my education. I work for CNN. I got the big boy job. What do I need? I'm already being groomed by CNN. I'm doing interviews all over the planet, you know. But I don't think this is going away, Lucian. I think that this is going to be their push and they're going to keep protesting. They're going to keep trying to pull at the emotional heartstrings. And then if, you know, the women's march failed. So now they're just kind of moving it into the anti-gun march. You're noticing the same funds, you know, the same people. So yeah. The organizers, they're all just kind of moving into that. But I mean, where do you see this ending? Where do you see this going?
Well, I mean, lucky for us, I think they don't actually have any good ideas. Right now, it's all rhetoric. It's all rhetoric, primarily around this notion of conservatives are an evil in this country. People who believe in freedom and the Constitution and Western values are the enemy.
And Dana Loesch.
And awful Dana Loesch. I mean, it's just, I'm sickened and I'm worried from a cultural perspective, because I do think that they're misleading a lot of the American public, but I'm not necessarily worried they can accomplish anything policy wise.
You know what they're going to accomplish? I think you might be right. Maybe they'll get bump stocks or maybe they'll change age, but you know what they are accomplishing? And this is the sickest part about it. They're dehumanizing conservatives. They're dehumanizing NRA members and they're dehumanizing anyone that disagrees with them. That's what it is. You're evil. You're evil. You're a murderer. Just like they said to Dana Loesch. No, she's not.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. Okay, man, always-
oh my God, I'm busted, drinking Russian vodka. Mueller, arrest me, libtards.
There it is, Roger Stone trolling Robert Mueller, who now has just released new indictments. I have the documents. Paul Manafort and Richard Gates. I think they got like 19 accounts here, or 19 counts of everything, pretty much. I barely had time to scrub through this, but my brief analysis, and again, I barely had time to scrub through this, is you've got Manafort and Gates. They're claiming that they had $75 million in illegal offshore accounts. They weren't paying the proper fees or taxes or what have you. They were hiding it. Apparently, they also laundered $30 million. So, I mean, here's what you got. Bank fraud, conspiracy. So, there it is. But I read the first couple pages here, and I'm sure, you know, they've got some Russians mentioned in here. But look at this. I mean, the dates are from 2006 to 2015. And this is a joke. 2006 to 2000. Oh my gosh. I mean, this is just insane. So, like I said, I've barely had time to go through this, but the document itself is red-linked at the top of Drudge. But look, again, what does this have to do with Trump? What does this have to do with Russian collusion? What does this have to do with the election? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you what, just like I said last week, I think it's proven right again today. After all of this time, all of the investigation, the Russian collusion investigation, after all of this time, magically, miraculously, unbelievably, incredibly, Robert Mueller decides he's going to release all his nothing burger indictments right as the Florida shooting is stealing the headlines. Hey guys, pull up the War Room poll of the day. We've got the poll of the day at War Room Show on Twitter. And the reason why I put this poll out is because I'm sitting reading the news this morning. And of course, everything's dominated by the Florida shooting. But it's like, is that really the biggest story? No, it's not. They're making it the biggest story to distract you from everything else. How about Iran moving in on Israel? And then you had this other thing. I literally, my head is spinning right now. The poll of the day, what do you think is the biggest story right now? Florida shooting, Mueller weak indictments. I put that out before he even released that indictment. Can you guys go full screen again? So the Florida shooting is dominating. We've got over 1,500 votes. Florida shooting is getting half the votes. GOP memo slash treason is in second place with 27% of the votes. To me, that's the biggest story right now. I mean, why does that just go away? The illegal activity by the FBI, the DOJ, and the like didn't go away. It's still sitting there. What in the hell is going on? Oh, but Mueller's got his indictment. Woo! Mueller's indictment. Woo! You know what it has to do with the election? Nothing. Nothing. And do you know why he releases it today? Because everyone's talking about the Florida shooting. Oh, we've got town halls. We've got Trump. We've got hearings. We've got everything. It's all about the Florida shooting. Oh, but it's not even about the Florida shooting, is it? It's about taking the guns. So really, that's not even the story. See, because if the Florida shooting was the story, how would they be covering it? They'd be saying, wow, what happened to the FBI? The FBI was tipped off. The cops were tipped off. He had dozens and dozens of disciplinary problems at school. And somehow he passes a background check? A background check? You want to cover the Florida shooting? Why don't you figure out the holes in the background check and how he was able to get a gun when he clearly should not have been able to? Even his ex-girlfriend is talking about how he talked about killing his parents and he apparently is hitting women. You can't get a gun. Why did the background check fail? But they're not covering that. They just want to take your guns.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I've always been a fan of The Twilight Zone. And the one thing about The Twilight Zone is you can't escape. And here I am, stuck in The Twilight Zone every day. And they're not going to stop coming for the guns. They're not going to stop coming for Trump. They're not going to stop coming for America. I mean, just look at what Democrats do to inner cities. Have you seen the streets of Los Angeles and San Francisco? Democrat-run cities? Bastions of liberalism! You want to go to the bastion of liberalism? Go take a dump in the streets of San Francisco! You want to go to the bastion of liberalism? Go urinate at a bus stop in L.A.! You want to go to the bastion of liberalism? Get shot by an illegal immigrant? He walks free! How about that? Oh, guns! Oh my gosh, we need to do something about guns! Oh, hey, how about the illegal, the non-citizen that shot and killed Kate Steinle? You're good. He's good. Open borders. He had a gun. He's not even a citizen. We don't want to cover that. We're not going to touch that over here at CNN. That doesn't fit our agenda. Oh, but wait. It would fit their agenda for gun control. Oh, but why don't they cover it? Because it goes against their agenda of open borders. You see? You see how they do that? You see how they pick and choose what stories to cover based on how they can manipulate it and twist it and convolute it? I mean, these people at CNN are sick, man. And it's sad that this is what we have to do here at InfoWars, but, you know, like Luchin was saying, it's all guts, no glory here. I mean, we have to do the things. We have to push out the talking points, even when it's painful, because no one else will do it. And it's all thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some big specials running right now. 50% off Icarin, which is the new liver and kidney cleanse, the 30-day liver cleanse. Take control of your body and support your liver and kidneys with Icarin from InfoWars Life. This is our brand new liver support formula, and it's fueled by the powerful milk thistle extract for an affordable liver cleanse, and it is 50% off right now at the InfoWars store. This is a relatively new product, so we're just now getting some reviews in there. And all 5-star reviews. Bingo. Now, if you go to Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, you'll see that we have thousands of reviews. And it's a 4.8-star product. Gets a 5-star from me. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. The best toothpaste on the planet. And it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But that is while supplies last. So we've decided to keep the 50% off special because the audience loves it so much. But because of that, it is going to sell out before we get the next supply in. So take advantage of Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste for 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I promised that I would go to the phone lines in the second hour. So this is it. This is the second hour. And so we're going to go to the phone lines. I would go to the phones like this because we've got different topics across the board, but I mean, what is really the biggest story right now? How do you wrap your head around everything that's going on right now? Like, I'm sitting here just trying to remember everything. It's like you can't even remember everything because something new happens that just dominates the news story. So it feels like ancient history, even though, again, the Nunes memo, the crimes that were revealed in that are still crimes. So let's go to the phone lines. Let's start with Scott calling in from Idaho, wants to make a point about the teachers in Israel. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, over in Israel, the teachers are educated. They pack M4s and ARs and Glocks, and some of them even pack a grenade or two in their purse. They don't play games. They don't get attacked by brain-dead kids that have been dumbed down. We got to wake our country up, man.
And you know, it sucks. I don't want to live in a society where we have to put armed guards everywhere because a bunch of nut jobs are high on pills and the video game heads or whatever. And then they want to go shoot up a school or they're, you know, mind control or whatever the heck's going on. I don't want that. I don't want to have to be for that. But that's what we have to do. I mean, if you want to solve the problem, you know, that's what you have to do. I mean, speaking of Israel, I mean, let's also not forget. You have to join the military. I mean, you have to go to military training unless you become an Orthodox Jew or whatever it is over there. So, I mean, I'm not saying we have to go there. I'm not saying teachers have to be armed. But I'm saying if a teacher wants to have a concealed carry, why not let him? Why not let her?
Yep,
anything else, Scott?
Well, think about the pills, the SSRIs. From what I understand, 90% of that pill is a filler. And what's in it? Sodium fluoride. There's the whole key to the situation.
You know, I've never heard that. So we'll look into that. That's interesting. But regardless, I mean, the fluoride is already inundated in everything. I mean, you can't avoid it. You know, it's in the water. So, you know, it's in the water. You know, they're putting it in the water. Which yeah. Gets into everything. It gets into the food. You shower in it. I mean, it's really sick. Thank you for the call, Scott. Let's move on to Alyssa in Oregon. Go ahead, Alyssa.
Hey, Owen. Oh, man. Yeah, I hear what you're saying about your head spinning from all this information. It just keeps flooding us. And, you know, I was thinking about something about this Florida shooting, about, you know, how awake people were with the last event, which was Las Vegas, and how, you know, all these videos were coming from people who were around the area just debunking all the lies and how quickly, you know, the guns.
Yeah, it's like they got in there real quick to make sure you didn't hear anyone else's voice that didn't hate guns.
Mm-hmm. And now and I think people are even more awake this time around because, I mean, it was like instantly people were just exposing how, you know, it's all these Soros-funded groups. I mean, these are kids. These are high school kids. They don't have money. Who's busing these people around to all these events? Who's giving these people the platform? And you got this little group of drama kids, you know, the Fantastic Four, you see them everywhere, trying to represent the entire school of thousands of kids, all of them with different opinions, whose opinions are not being, you know, shared on the mainstream platform. You know, like this Jalen Martin, I mean, aside from you guys, I don't know anyone else who gives this kid a platform. You know,
and there's, the only, at least that I've seen getting, you know, some coverage time is Colton Haig, who's been on Fox News a couple times. And, you know, he gets the script from CNN. They're like, all right, here's the questions you're going to ask. He's like, no, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing that just irritates me so much is that, you know, you're not allowed to say anything about these kids. Otherwise, you're some sort of monster, and you're just as bad as...
Yeah, and that's how they set it up.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, you know what? No. I'm not going to tuck and roll, you know? And I'm really upset about what happened to Dinesh D'Souza getting kicked out of CPAC because...
They're kicking them all out. I mean, you know, it's a joke.
Yeah, I mean, this is the reason why we...
And you had they had the Pamela Geller event, and they say, oh, Jim Hoff can't come, so she's like, well, screw you!
Yeah, we gotta learn how to fight harder, you know, I don't know. It's just frustrating. And, you know, another thing, too, about this little handful of kids, you know, I really think we need to, I don't know, find a way to expose where they're getting all this money for all their events. I know the women's market.
Oh, you know where they're getting it. You know exactly where they're getting it.
Yeah.
The same source every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just, it makes me so mad. And, you know, it's the thing that just sickens me the most is just seeing how quickly they wanted to politicize everything and use these kids and these drop parents and parade them in front of all these cameras. Oh, we need to take away the guns. And, you know, they trample on the First Amendment, they trample on the Second Amendment, and then they call us the Nazis. No, Trump is Hitler. Huh. They're the ones destroying our Constitution.
I mean, you want to talk, I mean, look at this. You have a literal Nazi, George Soros, funding the left. He funds the entire Democrat Party and all their marches.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We're taking your phone calls here on the War Room. We've got Romeo, Sam, Cord, Dennis, Lance. The phone number is 888-201-2244. We might have the lines full right now, but as soon as you hear someone hang up, that means a line is open for you. Let's start with Romeo calling in from Florida. Wants to talk about the Parkland shooting. Go ahead, Romeo.
Yeah, good evening, Owen. Well, first off, you have on redstatewatcher.com. It speaks about breaking busted Trump-hating school shooter survivor visited CNN headquarters before the shooting.
Yeah, David Hogg.
Ranted about it on live CNN on air. And then if you scroll down a little bit, you see extremely distraught posing with media after interview. You know, it's just he's being satirical when he says that, because if you look at the picture, he's just all showing his whites and just so happy to be a part of the propaganda that Obama allows.
You know what? Let's go, guys. Let's go to clip five here, because you bring this up. This is David Hogg, the same guy, the FBI father, the same guy that's at CNN, the same guy that's shooting a video while the shooting is going on, interviewing someone who just happens to now all of a sudden change their mind from pro-gun to anti-gun. You know, it's all just, it's all just magical. But here he is, again, just magical. I mean, this guy, David Hogg, is a magician. I mean, this guy is everywhere. He's on CNN. He's on MSNBC. I mean, David Hogg is a magician. Here he is, 4 hours before the shooting, holding an anti-gun interview.
This is Alex View. This recording was taken at 9:32, February 14th, 2018.
During the drill.
Are you recording this?
Yes, I am okay with you recording this.
Okay.
I personally have rallied for, gun rights and less control. Not necessarily less control, but this experience has definitely changed my viewpoint. I want it to be a junior.
Wait a second.
I want it to.
Is anyone else catching what we're hearing right now?
By guns as a young girl, but this experience was so traumatizing to the point where now I can't even fathom the idea of a gun in my house.
Okay.
Or on my body.
Hold on a second.
I did have plans for my 18.
18- Pull that down, guys. Is that a different? Is it? Hold on. Can we find the video of him in the closet? Because I don't know if anyone picked up on that. That is literally the exact same thing that she said in the closet. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Hold on. Play this video. Find the closet video. Hey, guys, you know what? Find the closet video. Let me know when you have it. Let's finish up with Romeo. Romeo, go ahead.
Listen, okay, and not only, he had like $1,000 to like $1,200 handheld camera he just had on that day when they had fire alarms and, all the precursors to the shooting happening, all the warnings, the FBI just weren't.
Yeah, he's got a feature on CBS in August. I mean, it's a fair question. What is David Hogg doing shooting an anti-gun interview during the drill 4 hours before the shooting? Guys, if that's a different video than the video in the closet, this might be the biggest bombshell of all of them. Because the girl literally says the exact same thing. The exact same thing. All right, thank you for the call, Romeo. Okay. I'm literally wargaming this on air. Maybe I'm going crazy here. I wouldn't be surprised. All right, roll the video. This is David Hogg during the shooting, shooting an interview while the shooter, then the shooting is active. Roll this video.
Right now we're in a school. An active shooter. It's not a drill.
This isn't a school.
Yeah, it's currently.
Hello.
It's 2:52.
Where are you?
I heard one gunshot. We thought it was a drill initially, but it's not.
Right.
At
around 2:30, we heard a gunshot in my AP Environmental Science class, and we initially thought it was a drill. And then we heard more gunshots. And
so this is Hogg reporting from the school while the shooting is active.
were on lockdown because there was an active shooting. We thought it was a fire drill went outside, and then people started running because there were shots. I didn't hear them personally, and then I started running.
That this has happened so much, that school shootings have happened so much, to the point that we need drills for them almost as often.
So he's admitting they do school shooting drills.
I call on the legislators of this country to take action and stop
all right.
This from happening.
All right, that's not the video though. All right, we got to figure this out. Do you know what I'm talking about though? Remember the girl in the closet is like, oh, I used to want to be in the NRA, and now I don't even think I can be around a gun. Like I'm afraid. Literally, it's like the exact same clip. All right, we're gonna have to do this in the break because I'm either going crazy. Or the girl in the two different videos, the girl is literally saying the exact same thing. Is this a different one? Let's war game this during the break. Let's go to Sam calling in Florida. Go ahead, Sam. Or from Oklahoma. Sorry, Sam. Go ahead.
Talking about the Florida shooting, I understand it's hard for the newer info warriors to undo decades or a lifetime of soft mind control and revisionist history, and understand that guys like the shooter or David Hogg can totally be robots and totally be under solid mind control.
Yeah, look at Sirhan Sirhan.
Now, that's what we have to do, Owen, is go back in history and look at what went before. And some of these events just popped up on the news, and the popular mindset was not ready to deal with them. The Finders cult was in Florida, and that was unearthed in 1987. The footsteps went straight back to Washington, straight back to the CIA, and that the news went nationwide, but people really didn't know what to do with it. There were people driving around with vans full of toddlers in Florida and got arrested by the local PD. So these people grow up, and they grow up to be people like this shooter or like this David Hogg. And that's what the public needs to slowly accept. For some of the older and more hardcore followers of InfoWars, this is why the president is taking a little bit of time. He's allowing the awakening process in the public for people to get a hold of the fact that there's very serious levels of mind control out there. And this is where these people come from. There was an ad that was run on InfoWars during the break. It was a few months ago. It was called TiffanyJenksMurder.com. Entire story of a brilliant young lady up in the Pacific Northwest that discovered that she had a fractured personality. She had been under cult mind control for most of her life. She lost her life in the end.
It's really crazy. And like you said, to a new listener or to someone who's just kind of getting into, you know, going down the rabbit hole or taking the red pill or whatever you want to say. See, I mean, even for me, I mean, there's so many different signs where if you look at like a Boston Marathon bombing where the FBI knew who the Sarnevs was, Tamerlan Sarnev was an asset, and yet they put out the picture and they're like, help us identify this individual. We don't know who he is. Hey, you know who, what do you mean you don't know who he is? You know exactly who he is. You were tracking his behavior. And then it's like, oh, there's a drill going on at the exact same time. So then you fast forward and you're at the Florida shooting and you're like, okay, there's a drill going on at the same time. The FBI knew about Cruz and it still happens. But I guess that's just more David Hogg magic. All right, I gotta look into this video, folks. I'm either going crazy or they're literally reading scripts.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the War Room
with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, so just to clarify what I was freaking out about in the break, I was right. It was the exact same thing being said in a different video. However, upon further research, what we found out was that whoever edited the other video actually took the audio from that video and then embedded it into the other video to make it look like she was in the closet when she said that, but it was actually originally from the clip that we played first in the segment. So someone just took that audio and then put it over the other clip, and that's why I was confused, because it was two different videos. I was like, wait a second, she said that exact same thing in a different video. So it just turns out that it was audio from that video that they just dubbed over another video. So I just want to clarify that. But we are taking your phone calls here in the second hour of the War Room. We're going to be joined by Jerry Corsi and David Seaman in the third hour. So we're getting your phone calls here in the second. We go out to Washington to Cord. Go ahead, Cord.
I just want to say thank you to you guys at InfoWars. You guys do great things over there. Something I wanted to bring up is that if you are want to talk about gun control and everything of that nature, you go to countries like Canada, who have really strict gun laws. I'm not going to say you can't get a gun there, but it's very hard to get a gun there. There was, I think about five school shootings in the last since 99. You got probably three in the last 3 years. They have another shooting there, not school related, with a crossbow. I mean, these people are going to find ways. They're just sick people. They're going to find ways to do the harm that they want to do. You look at Jamaica, who, you know, they don't have guns. They have nothing but machete attacks, things like that. You got people in China strapping their hands with knives and waiting till the doors shut in subways and stabbing people. I mean, these people are sick. They're going to.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're right. I mean, people are going to find a weapon, and if they want to hurt someone or do harm, they're going to do it. And look, you know, I'm a realist. Okay. Yeah. An AR-15 can do a lot of damage. Yeah, it's an ideal weapon if you want to go do a mass shooting. I'm not going to sit here and act like that's not the case. However, here's my underlying issue. This country was created and the Bill of Rights was written so that this country would be a bastion of freedom. The reason this country was created is because people wanted to get away from controlling governments. People wanted to get away from liberal politics. They just wanted to live their own life. They wanted to be their own independent sovereign citizen and take care of themselves. That's why this country was created. So when you start talking about banning the Second Amendment or banning guns or whatever, you are stripping away the foundations of this country. So to me, I'm okay with having a debate. I'm okay with accepting fair points about AR-15s and mass shootings. But the bedrock to me is the fact that people created America to get away from authoritarian governments, to get away from left politics saying that you have to pay more taxes, bigger government, turn your guns in. That's why people came to America. And once you start to strip away that bedrock, what do you have at the end of the day? You won't have America anymore. So to me, that's, you know, that to me is just kind of a principal issue that I feel like is really at the heart of this, to say, look, do we want to live in America? Or do we want to not live in America? Do we want to change America? What do you think about that, Cord?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about all those other countries that I'm not going to name any, but I'm just saying, like, you got a lot of countries that everyone wants to be here, obviously. There's a reason that we're having this whole conversation of immigration. They want to be here. Everyone wants to be here. So you got to abide by our laws. That's why our country is the way it is, because we have our laws and we have our constitution to protect our laws.
That's right.
Another thing about the shooting stuff is a lot of the stuff is, I mean, you look into these kids, and a lot of them were taking antidepressants and stuff like that. I'll let you know. My mom and doctor tried to get me on antidepressants when I was a young man. And my doctor literally told me, for the first 2 weeks, you probably will feel worse. And I was like, that's a little weird, mm-hmm. You know? And then you take them, and you feel like a psychotic person. I stopped taking them after 3 days because I was having an anxiety attack and just feeling like a crazy person. I mean,
it's terrible. I mean, it's poison, man. It's poison.
Doctor, he was happy. He was, you know what? We should get you on antidepressants. I was like, no
way. You know
what?
See, this is what I'm saying. Oh my gosh. You know what? Thank you for the call, Cord. This is amazing. So think about it like this. It's like, what do they think this is? Depression. Like, what do you, depression? Depression is an emotion. Oh, anxiety. I have anxiety. Well, yeah, of course you have anxiety. You're a human. You're alive. You're going to have anxiety. You're going to be depressed sometimes. Oh, the doctor says, oh, well, you know, we got a depressed child here. He's got a little anxiety. Yeah, let's give him this nice poison here called a pharmaceutical drug. You know, it'll be fine. It'll take care of that anxiety. It'll take care of that depression. It's not like these are new emotions. It's not like children all of a sudden started being depressed and anxious. No, they've always been that way. But we used to not shove pills down their throat. Oh, you know what? It looks like little Johnny's depressed. Hey, you know what, little Johnny? I just bought you a brand new baseball bat and a glove and a ball. Why don't you go outside and play around? Hey, I just got you a new basketball hoop and a basketball. Why don't you go outside and run around? Hey, run down in the park. You know, you're a little anxious. You seem to be a little depressed. Why don't you go hang out with your friends? You know, maybe drink a pop and go hang out at the park. No, let's take him to the doctor. Let's get him to the doctor. He's anxious. Oh, I've got anxiety. Oh my gosh. What do you mean you have anxiety? What do you mean you're depressed? Aren't you a human? No. I can't feel, I don't know how to deal with my day. I'm so anxious all the time. I'm so depressed. Man, I mean, this is the wussification of America. Let's go to Dennis in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I wanted to say this. If you look at it, if you step back and take a look at it, this is inversion through perversion. They're inverting the truth and perverting people that will take heed to what they're trying to, the message that they're trying to send out. I mean, if you take a firm step back of it, everything that you're saying is the same thing that happened in Russia when George Soros tried to overthrow their government.
And that's the thing. Everybody's like, okay, the left is in panic. The globalists are losing in America. What's going to happen? It's like, they're going to, you know, you're going to see school shootings. You're going to see mass shootings. You're going to see trains get derailed. And then it all happens. And it's like, oh, you know, there's nothing to see here. George Soros and the Women's March now moving in to take over this march. And now you got all these activists and the same drama club students are in every interview all over the country, all over the world. Oh, and then if you have a different opinion or you're a conservative, you don't get any airtime. Yeah, in fact, you don't even exist. You're not even human. You know, so you just sit down. But you know what, guys? Let's go and roll this again because this is exactly what Dennis is talking about. Let's roll clip 22. This is Eric Holder. Exactly what Dennis is talking about, saying we need to pervert people's minds. We need to brainwash people into thinking differently about guns.
I will also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
There you go, Dennis. It's actually a perversion sandwich. So there's the perversion, then they invert the truth, and then there's the perversion again when they push that narrative out there.
We definitely need some forensic accounting to some of these judges, DAs on the local level, because you have mentioned that, and you couldn't get into that news about Soros buying up these local election judges.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, Dennis. Oh, see? Yeah, don't worry about George Soros spending millions and millions of dollars on local elections and buying up the Justice Department, buying up the district attorneys. Oh, don't worry about that, though. That's not influence. That's not meddling. That's not, you know, no. George Soros, you go ahead and buy everything and then fund the Women's March, fund everything else. I mean, this is a joke.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Time to be alive here in the Twilight Zone. We are back on the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We're going to take some more calls here before I'm joined by Jerry Corsi and then David Seaman in the third hour. Have to remind you that Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a limited supply right now because of the 50% off special. They are selling like hotcakes, folks. So we are almost out of Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste with the 50% off sale. But if you have auto ship, that means that we ship it to you automatically with whatever delivery time period you would like. You could do 60 days, 30 days, whatever you choose. And when you use auto ship, not only do you get an additional 10% discount, but you also are guaranteed the product. So the 10%, we had a caller ask, I don't know if it was a caller or someone just asked me, but somebody asked, does the 10% still stand if you do auto ship on top of the 50%? Yes, it does. So if you sign up for auto ship, not only do you get the 50% off, but then you get an additional 10% off. And again, Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, 50% off is set to sell out soon. But if you're signed up for auto ship, it'll never sell out on you because we always hold some back for the auto ship customer. So huge special right now on all Super Blue products, the mouthwash, the toothpaste, and of course, don't forget about 50% off of Icarin, the brand new liver support formula, and it's fueled by the powerful milk thistle extract for an affordable liver cleanse, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Icarin, liver cleanse, InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how you support us and how we expand to the next level. All right, back to the phone lines we go. We've got Lance calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Lance.
Hello, Alan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with this storyline because they're trying to say an autistic kid bought all these firearms within a year working at a convenience store, living in a trailer park, and took an Uber to the school. So the Uber driver picks up a kid with a gun and brings him to a school?
I actually know what you're talking about because I did look into this. The Uber driver was interviewed by police and they said that he cooperated, and the case was actually he had a backpack and then he had a bag. So, you know, obviously the Uber driver didn't go through his bags, but he had whatever was on him in a bag. At least that's the official story. But as far as all the weapons, I mean, yeah, he had thousands of dollars in firearms. And, you know, ammo's not cheap either. So, I mean, he's got thousands and thousands of dollars of firearms here. You know, how does he acquire that? I don't know. I don't know where he got the money to buy those. Did he get it? Did he just save all his money working the convenience store? Sure, that's possible. But, you know, there's fair questions that you make, Lance. Anything else?
That's all I got.
All right. Yeah, so thank you, Lance. Yeah, I mean, I think it was Sheriff Israel or somebody came out. It was day two and talked about the Uber driver. And, you know, they did interview him. And the Uber driver was like, yeah, I did drop him off. And, you know, he had the backpack and the bag. And, you know, I dropped him off. I didn't think anything of it. So, yeah, there's the story. Uber assisting in Florida shooting investigation. I mean, look, we were actually talking about that during the break is, you know, this kid, you know, 19 years old, working at a convenience store. I actually didn't know that. That was what Lance said. I'm not actually sure about that, but wherever he is, I mean, the guy probably had at least $2,000 worth of firearms. Ammo is not cheap. So again, maybe he's saving his money and buying these things. I don't know. He's probably not paying rent. So I don't, is he paying car insurance? I mean, I don't know, but I think that's a fair question. But you want to know the real looming question that I can't even believe that I'm not even bringing it up. In fact, I think I saw this. Hey, somebody look this up. I take in so much news. I'm like, I can't even. I'm pretty sure that I read a story though. There was something about the footage. There was something about the security cameras. I forget what it was now, but I read a story. There was some weird thing about the security cameras. But there you go. Where is the security? Why do we never get, I mean, I don't know. It's not that I want to watch this stuff, but you know, look at all the questions that we still have from the Vegas shooting. You got cameras on every block and no footage. Yeah, there you go. What's the source here, guys? Is this the New York Post? Okay. Security camera confusion reportedly let school shooter roam free after massacre. What does that mean? Security camera confusion. What's the confusion? It's a security camera. So, yeah, how is there just more David Hogg magic. There's a security camera confusion. We don't know where he went. We don't know how he got there. We don't know how he got out. Oh. And then here's the story. He went from the third floor to the second floor. They're monitoring him on camera, said the officer over a radio transmission. They're monitoring him on a camera, and he got away. What? Okay. I can't even. Jeez. I'm telling you, man. It's just. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark calling in from Longview. Is that California, Mark? We have Mark, guys. There you go. Mark, you calling in from California?
No, Texas.
Texas. Okay, go ahead.
Wanted to talk about all this gun debate that's been going on these past few months, and well, with most recently the Florida shooting. And I think it's funny how this distinction between fully automatic weapons or military weapons, assault weapons, is a very new distinction. You know, you look back 30, 40 years ago, if you owned a specific type of weapon, say AK, it was, oh, that's a nice AK you have, probably select fire. There wasn't a question of, oh, is that a military assault weapon? Oh, can that go full auto? No, you've got an AK. It's select fire. Just like
yeah, and the terminology, well, it's an interesting point you brought up, and I actually talked about this with Jake Lloyd 2 days ago, where, you know, the terminology and how they classify these things is very convoluted, and honestly, it doesn't even make sense.
I think it's time we end the NFA and repeal the 1986 weapons ban. Americans need their autos back.
All right. Anything else, Mark?
I'd just like to add that the utter gall and audacity that it took for politicians to even pass that law. I have no words, just utter shame to them.
Yeah, you know, some might call it treason, Mark. Thank you so much for the call. And by the way, hey guys, pull it up. I think it was Dianne Feinstein. Someone proposed legislation to ban bump stocks. Hey guys, could you pull that up? I want to know actually who submitted that. I think it was Dianne Feinstein. But here's the deal. So they say, okay, you know, all pages long too, you know, Dianne Feinstein. Thank you guys. Despite Trump order, Dianne Feinstein wants bump stock legislation. And, that was from 2 days ago. So I actually went in and I read this. That is such a misnomer. The actual terminology is they want to ban anything that increases the rate of fire. That's the actual terminology. Do you understand how open-ended that is? Do you understand why they phrase it like that? What are they going to say next? Oh, you can't put a new trigger on there? Oh, you can't have a BAD lever on there? You can't have a lighter weapon, or you can't have a strap? I mean, they leave it open-ended. That's why, see, they know it's a slippery slope and they want to grease that slope when they put us on it. So you got to be careful with these bills that they try to pass. Those Democrats are sneaky, baby. Let's take a call from Aaron in Indiana. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, hi. I was going to say thanks for taking my call, but I kind of want to gear away from the gun stuff and Florida stuff for a second and just gear back on Trump. I think it's kind of confusing with the Democrats. They say things like he's crazy, they want to use the 25th Amendment against him, but then they give him $160 billion for the military. If you think someone's crazy, are you really going to give him $160 billion? Or with the Dreamers? Originally, it was 800,000 Dreamers. Then Trump doubles it, correct?
Yeah, 1.3 million.
Yeah, so he doubles it, and they say no. So what's your true agenda? I have a sneaky feeling maybe there's something they're trying to sneak in, because we all know they love to sneak things into their bills. That just keeps getting pushed back. Because there has to be another agenda, because nothing makes any sense. They're completely contradicting all the time.
Well, and you know what, though? I think that there is an angle here, though, that you may be missing, and I'm not saying it's the answer to the to what you're talking about, but they can't let Trump have a win. I mean, you got to see that. Let's say Trump says, okay, I'll legalize all of them, and then he signs the bill. They would consider that a win for Trump. They don't want him to win at all. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, but you think at the end of the day, we'd all want to look at the bigger picture and what's the win for America, not what's the win for Trump, right?
Well, and there's no doubt that what you're saying is true. I mean, they're always sneaking things in, you know, earmarks, different things. I mean, that's what they do. They sneak it in, and then they use the misnomer. Oh, we're just banning bump stocks. No, you're not.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
New from Emrex Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/.
Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com. We are at the range in Austin, and I'm about to buy an AR-15 because I think they're about to ban them, and I want to make sure I get one before they ban them. Now, I don't think this is going to happen during Trump's presidency, but it's definitely going to happen at some point. They're never going to stop until they ban them, so that's going to be the case. So we're here today not just to get an AR-15, but also to show you that they're not going to sell me one until they fully do a background check on me, and they're not going to sell me one until they know that I know how to use it. He's already been telling me stuff, showing me around. We're going to go to the range. He's going to make sure I know how to use it safely. So part of the things about guns and buying guns and learning about guns is always gun safety. They always go hand in hand. That's the proper way to do this. So Owen Schroyer here at the range in Austin, and we're going to buy an AR-15. We're going to show you it takes a background check, but it's also our right as an American citizen to have a firearm.
Filling out your background check form.
So yes, I've decided that I want to purchase a rifle here today, and I'm now going through the process of a background check and all the other security clearances in order to make that happen. My man's taking care of me. I got to fill out some forms, fill out a buyer profile, and make sure that I'm safe to properly buy a rifle. So part of the questions that I have to fill out here for this form to buy a rifle is, am I an unlawful user of or addicted to, these drugs right here? And we were just discussing, does that count? You know, is that a controlled substance if you're on the SSRI drugs? If you're on a drug like that, that a lot of these shooters that do the mass shootings end up being on the SSRI drugs, the antidepressants, etc. So it's interesting, you know, are they breaking the law if they say they're not addicted to those drugs, even though
they put
they're highly
unlawful user of or addicted to the substance. But there's plenty of people who are on prescription opioids, which are narcotic drugs across the country.
And SSRI drugs are known to be very, very addictive. I mean, you've seen what the opioid crisis has done to people. So, you know, maybe this is the part of the background check that people need to be thinking about here and, considering what is addicted to and a depressant, a stimulant, a narcotic, or any other controlled substance. Is that a user of an SSRI drug? I think maybe that's the debate that needs to happen here.
So this is the status of his background check here. So proceed. So can you sell him this gun?
I can.
So he's passed his background check?
So I just passed the background check. So the next step is learning the proper procedures to using it, learning how to use it safely, and of course, learning how to shoot it accurately. So that's what we're going to go do now. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Schroyer for Infowars.com. That is the process that you go through if you want to buy a rifle and then shoot a rifle. You got to pass a background check. You have to pass a safety check, and you have to know what you're doing. You have to learn how to load it, how to have the safety on, how to turn it off, and all of the other things that come along with using a rifle. Now, we wanted to do this video as kind of a counterpoint to everything else that you're seeing in the media right now that's blaming the guns. Well, a gun is not going to fire itself, ever. It's never happened. It's impossible. And if we're going to have a debate about this, let's at least have a fair debate. And there is a fair debate to be had. But if we're going to talk about the guns, why not talk about what kind of drugs that the shooter was on? As part of my background check, I had to check that I was not addicted to any narcotics.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the full report is on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. And right here in studio, I have the assault rifle that I purchased legally yesterday after getting a background check. And it was actually a good guy with a gun that stopped the mass murderer that shot up a church in Texas. Never forget that.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for...
Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of the Clintons. We'll soon see the end of the globalists.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Well, the next mass shooter is already out there, and he probably already has a gun. And if he doesn't have a gun, he's going to get his or her hands on a gun. I guess I should, you know, be a good liberal and not say it's only a he. I mean, I guess a female could shoot up a school just as likely, even though that's not the factual.
It might not be a male or female.
That's true. It could just be gender fluid. So Jake Lloyd joins me in studio here to discuss the Second Amendment, gun rights, why the approach being used by these young students and being pushed by the teachers is not the right approach. Plus, I mean, the craziness about all of this now is the Fantastic Four that get interviewed by CNN and ABC. I mean, just across the board, everybody's interviewing them. They're doing interviews over in Europe, overseas, on different networks too. It's the Fantastic Four. They're so good. And they are actors. People want to inject this new notion that we're saying they're crisis actors and nothing ever happened. No, they're actors. They're literally in the drama club. That's just a fact. I mean, the Marjorie Stoneman hype tweets out about how they're in the drama club. So that's just a fact. But before we start going to these clips, Jake, obviously you're very impassioned about this. You're a weapons expert yourself. You know, you've been trained by the Army how to use these things and why. You know, here in America, it's important that we have the Second Amendment. So just seeing all of this and seeing the talking points and the approach, you know, what is your response?
I think what really needs to be done is we need to look at the history of gun control in the United States, because if you, what a lot of these people are calling for is assault weapons ban. And I have the numbers here about all the stats and everything, how gun crime has fluctuated over the past 25 years or so. But look at it and see if, because there was an assault weapons ban from 94 until 2004. And if you look at it, it doesn't have the effect that people think that it'll have on gun crime. And even more than that, the requirements to be classified as an assault weapon, whether it's a rifle, a shotgun, or a handgun, they're completely arbitrary. They don't affect the lethality of the weapons at all. It has to do with how things look. It has to do with how things, how heavy they are. It doesn't have anything to do with how fast you can.
So I could bring out like a 19th century rifle that fires like two shots a minute.
Yeah.
And that could be considered an assault rifle.
It could if you put a barrel shroud on it, which on your AR right there, if you hold that up, what, you have your hand on right there is to protect your hand from the heat of the barrel. That's called a barrel shroud. And it serves the same function as wood does on the forward grip of a weapon. But because that's black and metal and scary.
Scary looking.
It's scary looking. What you're not factoring in when you advocate for gun rights is how many people are scared to death by the gun. You need to factor that in.
Well, and as the guy who was overseeing a shooting yesterday said, he was like, cause he overheard the video and heard and he agreed with what we were saying. He was like, you know, this isn't loaded. There's no ammo in this. But he was like, if you loaded that weapon and sat it down on that table and then you sat there till the day you died, that gun is not going to move.
Yeah.
It's not going to fire. Yeah. It's not going to do anything. There has to be a human behind it. Of course, now they're going to the next level saying, let's just abort all humans and that'll avoid mass shootings. Mm-hmm. So using that logic, why don't we have more mass shootings? Because then there could be less mass shootings.
Well, there's less gun regulation in 2017 than there was in 1994. And we have less crime now. Not even to mention that when the assault weapons ban was put in place in 1994, there was 13,000 deaths by handguns, and there was only 2,800 deaths by other weapons, which includes rifles and shotguns. Not even to mention
how much of those were suicides too.
Oh yeah, that's another factor that needs to be considered.
Usually it's about 70% of gun deaths are suicides.
Correct. And if you look, in 2014, this is from FBI crime statistics, handguns killed 5,000 people, rifles killed 248. We're told that rifles are the big killers, but it's 248. Shotguns, remember Joe Biden said, if you want to protect yourself, get a shotgun. Shotguns killed 262. That's 14 more than rifles. Knives in 2014.
And a shotgun the most a shotgun will fire, unless you got some crazy, ridiculous, like pump action barrel, like you're firing maybe six, eight.
Most of them come with duct plugs anyway, you have like two or three rounds at the most. Knives killed 1,500 people in 2014, which is multitudes more than rifles.
You got soda machines on there? How many people were killed by a soda machine?
Do you want to hear the real kicker? This is from FBI crime statistics, by the way. So blunt objects, baseball bats, wrenches, whatever, killed 435.
Bowling
pins could be blunt objects. They killed almost as much as rifles. According to the FBI crime statistics, you're more likely to get killed by somebody's hands and fists, or fists and feet, than rifles, with 660. You're more likely to get karate chopped to death than killed in a mass shooting by a rifle. But they want to ban assault weapons, which includes rifles. Are we going to ban hands and feet?
And I'll play devil's advocate here for a second, because we kind of use the same argument with open borders. It's like, well, you know, let's say only 10% of them are bad. Well, we don't want that 10%. I think that you could use that same point to say, well, you know, there are this many deaths with a rifle, but there's a different ripple to that, because the Second Amendment and people being aware that we have a Second Amendment actually curtails crime. It actually stops people from doing crimes. And I guarantee you, if Nicholas Cruz was privy to the fact that there was an armed security guard on the site, he may not have done it. He may have decided a soft target. But he knew at that school it was a gun-free zone, and he could go in there and kill people. He picked his target in the freshman hallway, and there wasn't a good guy with a gun on the scene, so they had to call the police and wait for them to show up.
If you understand that behind the next door you kick in, there could be somebody waiting there to shoot you, then it mitigates the chance of somebody actually trying to do that. And
you have got any other statistics you want to read here?
So, we can talk about like what we were talking about with the barrel shroud on that one. You could have a musket that has a barrel shroud and a modified telescoping stock, and it would be considered an assault weapon.
Even if I'm loading it through the barrel.
Even if you're loading it through the barrel, if you have a black barrel shroud on it and you take off the wooden stock and put one of those.
If I made this pink, you think maybe I'd be okay? If it was
maybe
a pink
you,
gun?
May, hey. Hey, maybe so. Maybe if you took the barrel.
What if my gun was gender fluid?
If you took the barrel.
Right now it identifies as a female.
If you painted the little female sign on it, maybe. Maybe so. Maybe it identifies as a 17th century musket. I don't know.
Would then make it an assault rifle.
Could possibly.
So it actually needs to identify as a bowling pin. Although then it's more dangerous according to the.
But it doesn't matter because it doesn't look scary.
Maybe we should ban bowling pins.
Maybe we should ban everything.
But the weird, like, jump of logic that they make where you say, okay, let's have armed security at every bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's have armed security at diamond stores. Or if you are, you know, if you are a store owner, you probably have a gun on the scene
right.
to protect yourself. We protect banks, I mean, airplanes, airports, courtrooms, but nothing at a school.
Yeah, I'm not big on making arguments like this, like the left does with people, but they, you know, they want to say, oh, you're not listening to these gun control, these kids pushing gun control. You're not listening. You don't
We're
care.
Listening.
You don't care about the kids. How about if we applied the same logic in reverse? They want to protect movie stars. They want to protect banks. Like you said, they want to protect everything that they think is valuable with armed guards. Do they not think that high school students are valuable? Do they not want to protect these valuable high school students? Does the left not care about children? That argument could just as easily be applied to them as they apply it to us. For some reason, you know, we feel like we're above that. I don't know. Maybe we should reconsider that. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should keep the high ground. I don't know. But I think it's important that we point these things out to people so that they understand the nonsensical nature of these arguments.
I think that there's fair debates to be had. The problem is we're not having the fair debates because the left just wants to end the Second
right.
Amendment.
Right.
New from Emmerich's Essentials. Fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials Natural Deodorant. Made with organic ingredients, this deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials Fragrance-Free Natural Deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the silver bullet, colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, I've really got to focus in here for the next three segments to try to take care of all of this news that I've got. But before I get to all of that, I wasn't even aware of this. This is actually really cool. If you go to SpikesTactical.com, SpikesTactical.com, and use the code Alex, we can get you major discounts and major savings from SpikesTactical.com. You have the store pulled up right there. So you've got all kinds of made in America, AR-15s, accessories, etc., all at SpikesTactical.com. And with the code Alex, you can get discounts there. So check out SpikesTactical.com. Of course, also InfoWarsStore.com. We've got backpack-plated body armor if you want to put the plate in your backpack and send them to school. We've got bulletproof vests. We've got body armor backpack. There's the Citizen Armor Gray right there. I'm thinking about getting myself one of those. So, you know, I mean, this is the stuff people think about. This is the market that people get more interest in when these things happen. There's the Defender body armor right there. You can slide that into a backpack. And you heard at the top of the last video report I shot, I'm not a big rifle guy, honestly. I don't get off talking about rifles and having a big gun, like, look at me, like, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's cool stuff. I mean, I had a blast shooting this thing yesterday. It's really cool when you have it. I mean, it's an empowering feeling. I did this because, as you heard in the video, I think they're going to ban this stuff. They're coming. They're never going to stop. They're never going to stop trying to ban these things. So I figured, okay, you're going to try to ban the assault rifle. I'm going to go out and buy one. And in fact, I've got a story here somewhere. I don't even know. My head is spinning. Gun sales are up. Gun sales are literally up now because of them trying to grab the guns. I don't know where that story is, but I had it here somewhere. So anyway, InfoWarsStore.com, folks, this is how you support us. We've got toothpaste, all kinds of household products, shampoo. Don't forget about the new liver cleanse, Icarin. 50% off Icarin right now. A powerful liver cleanse at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is how you support the InfoWars so that we can expand in the face of the censorship. So Jake Lloyd is in studio. He's going to be with here for the remainder of this. We're going to talk about the student actors. Yes, they're actors. They're in their drama program is what we're saying there. We're not saying they're faking or that the shooting didn't happen. We're just saying they happen to be in the drama program. And it looks like there might be some collusion there with the Me Too marchers of the George Soros-funded protests. So we're going to get into that in a minute. Obviously, they're coming after the Second Amendment. But Trump had a quote-unquote listening session today, and you heard from students, you heard from parents, not just from the Florida shooting, but also from Sandy Hook. It got really emotional. Unfortunately, I was not able to listen to most of this. I'm not sure if they may have actually tried to throw us under the bus because Trump did an interview with us here. But I'm not sure if that happened. But I wanted to play this clip. This was one of the clips that I was lucky enough to hear. This is from Andrew Pollack. Now, Andrew Pollack showed up at the school looking for his daughter, Meadow, and he was wearing a Trump shirt. So immediately he got attacked by the left saying, this is all your fault. You did this to your daughter. I mean, talk about insensitivity. It always comes from the left, really. And he was at the listening session today, and he had a minute to voice his opinion. Here is the powerful testimony from Andrew Pollack, the father of Meadow Pollack that died in the Parkland, Florida shooting.
Because my daughter has no voice. She was murdered last week, and she was taken from us. Shot 9 times on the 3rd floor. Now, we, as a country, failed our children. This shouldn't happen. We go to the airport. I can't get on a plane with a bottled water, but we leave it. Some animal could walk into a school and shoot our children. It's just not right, and we need to come together as a country and work on what's important, and that's protecting our children in the schools. That's the only thing that matters right now. Everyone has to come together and not think about different wars. We need to come together.
Here, pause it right there real quick. That's the key, though. See how he says that's the only thing that's important? Not to the left. That's the key. The only thing that's important to the Democrats, the only thing that's important to the left is banning guns, grabbing the guns, demonizing guns, and banning the Second Amendment. That's what's important to them. That's how you know it, because they don't listen to a voice of reason like Andrew Pollack saying, I can't get on an airplane or here or here without being faced with an armed guard. How come we don't have them at schools? Roll the clip on.
Different parties and figure out how we protect the schools. It's simple.
That's not what the left is interested in.
We protect airports, we protect concerts, stadiums, embassies, the Department of Education that I walked in today that has a security guard in the elevator. How do you think that makes me feel? In the elevator, they got a security guard.
The bureaucrats are more important than the kids.
Because it keeps happening. 9/11 happened once. And they fixed everything. How many schools, how many children have to get shot?
Not by banning planes.
It stops here with this administration and me. I'm not gonna sleep until it's fixed. And Mr. President, we're gonna fix it. Because I'm gonna fix it. I'm not gonna rest. And look at, my boys need to live with this. I want to see everyone. You guys look at this. Me, I'm a man, but to see your children go through this, buried their sister. So that's what I keep saying this, because I want it to sink in, not forget about this. We can't forget about it. All the school shootings, it doesn't make sense. Fix it. Should have been one school shooting and we should have fixed it. And I'm pissed because my daughter I'm not going to see again. She's not here. She's in North Lauderdale at whatever it is, King David Cemetery. That's where I go to see my kid now. And it stops. We all work together and come up with the right idea, and it's school safety. It's not about gun laws right now. That's another fight, another battle. Let's fix the schools, and then you guys can battle it out whatever you want. But we need our children safe. Monday, tomorrow, whatever day it is, your kids are going to go to school. You think everyone's kids are safe? I didn't think it was going to happen to me. If I knew that, I would have been at the school every day if I knew it was that dangerous. It's enough. Let's get together, work with the president, and fix the schools. That's it. No other discussions. Security, whatever we have to do. Get the right people, the consultants. These are our commodities, man. I'm never going to see my kid again. I want you all to know that. Never, ever will I see my kid.
That is just a powerful testimony there from Andrew Pollack. You can hear the passion and the truth. And to answer the question, why wasn't it fixed? Again, that's because the left doesn't want to fix it. The left makes it all about guns. So the left makes it a party divide, a partisan divide, so that you're only debating guns. It's not about protecting the kids. That's why it's never fixed, because the left makes it a debate about guns instead of protecting the children. Jake, in the final 30 seconds, what do you think about that testimony?
The thing is, this guy makes too much sense, and that's why the left goes after people like him. That's why the left goes after people like they silence anybody. They went after some woman, and now she's being harassed because she worked with Russian bots. But the truth is, just the same as we need government, it was said around our nation's founding that if men were angels, there'd be no need for government. If men were angels, there'd be no need for guns. And that's all that I have to say about it.
We've got some more videos on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is The War Room.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Jake Lloyd in studio here with me, Owen Schroyer on the War Room. We got a bunch of video clips that we've got to get to. There's some new stories developing right now at InfoWars.com. The shooting situation just gets weirder and weirder. Let's first go to this clip. The reason why I want to play all these videos is so that you can understand there is a contrived effort here from the left to only give the voice to the left. So in other words, all of these students that had already been trained in the drama department in high school were already geared up and ready to go on TV and do these interviews. One of them even says, we'll have the clip. Well, maybe I'll go back to school, or maybe I'll just keep doing interviews, because they are the only ones that get the TV interviews, not the pro-Second Amendment activists. So here's a clip. This is just insane. This is, apparently this video comes from David Hogg, Have you seen this when he's in the closet?
I haven't. No.
So watch this clip. This is apparently David Hogg in a closet during the shooting, and magically the girl he's in the closet with says, yeah, I was going to be in the NRA. Now I definitely don't. Roll the clip.
I really don't think there's anything new to say, but there shouldn't have to be, because if you looked around this closet and saw everyone just hiding together, you would know that this shouldn't be happening anymore.
This is happening during the shooting. She's having this conversation. Can you believe this?
No, I the last thing that I'd be doing if I'm getting shot at is saying, man, I really regret that NRA thing I was thinking about. I really regret that.
I personally have rallied for, gun rights and less control, not necessarily less control, but this experience has definitely changed my viewpoints. I wanted to be a junior NRA member. I wanted to learn how to hunt. I was always fascinated by guns as a young girl, but this experience was so traumatizing to the point where now I can't even fathom the idea of a gun in my house. I did have plans for my 18th birthday to go to Nexus Gun Range.
I just don't buy this. This is
imagine if you were taking a trip to Oklahoma for some reason. You're like, wow, I was going to move here. Like, there's a tornado going on. You step out onto the porch. You go, wow, I was going to move here, but now there's tornadoes. I'm not going to anymore. This tornado is pretty crazy. That's, who does that? who jumps out into the middle of chaos and just talks about this arbitrary BS?
All right, this is crazy. The stories that just got on Infowars.com. Shooting survivor says police were firing blanks for a drill before the rampage. And then you've got David Hogg apparently did an interview about the shooting, or an anti-gun interview before the shooting even happened. And again, though, that's a video of him in a closet while the shooting is going down, apparently interviewing that girl. I mean, how set up is that?
I mean, how many times does this kid get to be on the news? How many times he was on the news. You see things like local news affiliates before the shooting back in California and different places. How many times does this kid have to be on the news before things start seeming weird?
Oh, yeah, CNN studios, you know.
Yeah, he just happens to be an FBI agent. There's a video of him being coached on his line saying, sorry. And then the guy's like, it's okay. Just start
it's
over.
Okay, it's David.
Like,
yeah,
how much do you need to see that this kid's getting coached on what to say?
And again, we're not saying this didn't happen. We're saying they are clearly using this incident, which they may have let happen. I think they could have easily very much let this happen. I mean, just look at all the warning signs they got, and then it still happens. But the fact that he's sitting here in the closet, oh, yeah, you used to love guns, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I love guns until I was in this situation.
I bet you don't love guns now. Don't say it too loud because we're getting shot. We don't want them to know where we are. But
don't keep your voice down. I'm doing an interview here. There's a shooter on my campus, and I'm going to do an interview.
There's a shooter on the loose, but let me know how you feel about guns now.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to pull my cell phone out, which actually, again, if you actually pulled your cell phone out and recorded that, I think that's actually brave, and I think that's actually good. By all means,
film what's going on.
Yeah, that's the way I felt about it.
I wouldn't be exactly like conducting an interview on the morality of gun rights.
Hey, what do you think about this shooting right now?
You for or against this?
Meanwhile, remember when the stories first broke, it was like how all the students were like, shh, don't say anything, shh, like, oh, don't move, don't mm-hmm. But apparently this guy has free reign to do an interview.
I don't know, and you see these videos where people are getting shot. Like there's a video of somebody in a classroom.
It's like blood on the ground.
And they're like, oh my gosh, and then you hear a bunch of bangs, and then you hear people scream. It's like, it's sick that you'd be throwing this out there. I don't know, I don't get why.
That's so staged, it's not even funny, but here's David Hogg again on CNN. He says he's not an actor.
I went running around trying to find out where I was supposed to be, and I got locked out of my classroom with a couple other kids. And we couldn't get into a classroom. We were all stuck in the hallway, kind of just running. We didn't know where he was. We couldn't hear the gunshots anymore.
How did you know there was a he? So you heard shots?
Yeah, we did hear shots.
And did you think instantly, oh my God, those were gunshots? Or did you think it was balloons popping, as one student told me? And how would you even know what it would sound like?
I thought it was a drill because they told us we would have police officers who were going to be firing blanks to, like, scare us, get us, like, you know, trained for this. So no one took it seriously until...
So is this a...
Screaming. It was the worst screaming I'll ever hear. It was awful, like...
All right, so that actually was not the clip I meant to throw to. So let's actually go to the other clip, which is actually of David Hogg.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill. So we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay. All right, so this is a video of David Hogg being coached.
The janitor, sorry.
It's okay. You're fine, David. You're fine.
Honestly, when I was going out, I was kind of in, I wasn't, hold on.
It's okay.
that. When I was going out, I was in shock.
Yes, hang on. I don't know how to put this in perspective.
There he is being coached on his lines.
So most of my friends that made it out, one of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe in the same hallway.
Why is it so hard to believe that people are coached? I mean, in the 90s, you had that girl who testified saying that Saddam's army went into a hospital and threw babies out of incubators to justify war. Why would it not happen here to take the gun?
Well, just look at what CNN's done in the past. I mean, blue screening themselves into events. Charles Jaco in the basement of Atlanta saying he's getting bombed in Kuwait or whatever it was. So we know that they make fake news, but... It's just like, how can you not see this and at least have a question? Now, here's the clip. Again, folks, it's been a tornado in here today. This is the clip I was actually looking for of David Hogg saying he's not a crisis actor.
David Hogg and his father, Kevin, who, by the way, actually was in the FBI, could make time to talk about it.
What a coincidence.
David,
deal.
Appreciate you being
what
with
a
us.
Coincidence.
David,
wow.
First of all, that Donald Trump Jr.
Anderson Cooper,
is liking tweets.
Anderson Cooper, the agent, Operation Mockingbird, CIA.
I wonder how his dad feels about the FBI's behavior on Nicholas Cruz.
When you hear that.
Yeah, pause right there. Oh, but see, that's it. That's it. That right there shows you how agenda-driven this is. If Anderson Cooper was worth his salt as a news reporter, the first question that he should ask this FBI agent, how come the FBI did nothing about Nicholas Cruz, but that's not where they go?
Why,
they immediately go after the
Why wouldn't the dad say something? If I worked at the FBI previously and then the FBI screwed this up and got kids killed, potentially my kid killed, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs from the rooftops at my former employer who's supposed to be protecting people.
Well, David was safely in the closet doing an interview.
Oh, yeah.
So he learned that on CNN. All right, let's finish this clip here before we go to break.
I went running around.
David Hogg and his father.
Used to believe that something like this could happen is something that all of us don't want to believe, but the sad truth is that it is. These people saying this is absolutely disturbing, and I'm not an actor in any sense, way, shape, or form. I'm the son of a former FBI agent, and that is true. But as such, it is also true that I go to Stoneman Douglas High School, and I was a witness to this. I'm not a crisis actor. I'm somebody that had to witness this and live through this, and I continue to have to do that. But I'm also it's unbelievable to me that these people are even saying this, and the fact that Donald Trump Jr. liked that post.
Now you know how we feel when they say we're Russian agents.
It's also false in terms of the sense that these people keep saying that I'm anti-Second Amendment. I'm not. I would love if I want every American to be able to own a gun that has a mentally stable mind, a person that has a credible background that doesn't have any previous like major convictions, and somebody that's not going to go out and commit these atrocities, because those are the people that are at fault here.
Now see, if that is the talking point that he used, if that was the debate, he said, let's look at the background check and realize what part of the background check, because Cruz should have never been able to buy the gun.
Right. Well, but that's not what they're pushing, because what they're pushing is hashtag ban machine guns.
Exactly.
Machine guns are illegal.
And, again, I just had the background check last night. Cruz should have never passed it. There were multiple questions on there that he should have never passed. How did he pass that background check? They have to send that information to the FBI before you can buy it. So the FBI missed the mark 3 different times on Nicholas Cruz at least.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this is the ultimate immune system boost
for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So now you've got state representatives in Florida firing their aides because they say that the student activists are actors, even though many of them are in the drama program. And in fact, I'm not going to go with this story yet, but be on the lookout for it tomorrow. We're getting just more and more evidence that not only are these people actors and being trained, but also they're working with the Women's March and getting George Soros funds. So that's a developing thing that I'm just going to sit on until tomorrow when we have more information. But you were saying, in response to the comments that Hogg was making in the last segment about not being an actor, you were saying that there was something strange about that.
There's something. So number one, the fact that he has to say, I'm not a crisis actor. And I think it should be clarified that people died there. Crisis actors don't have to be for complete false flags where nothing actually happened. They can just be used to pump something up and push a certain
agenda. Yeah, and a lot of them end up at multiple of these tragedies. They end up at one shooting, the next shooting, and it's like, what?
And this has happened. But the fact is, the fact that people are actually using the word crisis actor on CNN, having to clarify, I'm not a crisis actor, shows how far we've come from just a year or two ago. I mean, could you have imagined somebody going on CNN saying, I'm not a crisis actor? I think...
No, they wouldn't even let you say it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think organizations like InfoWars and other, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Gateway Pundit, I think they've really pushed things like that into the mainstream, just where people at least asking questions.
And you got to give President Trump credit for that too, because without President Trump, who knows if the phrases deep state and globalist are the household terms that they are now. I mean, everybody talks about the deep state and the globalist now, where we've been talking about it on InfoWars for decades. Mm-hmm. Now it's a household thing. I want to get back to these clips. This is a shocking clip. This comes from an ex-girlfriend, apparently, of Cruz, Ariana Lopez. Again, you hear this and you realize they had all of this intel on Cruz's state of mind and he still was able to do this. Let's roll the clip of his ex-girlfriend.
Ariana Lopez says her one-time friendship with former classmate and Florida shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz started out as any normal teenage friendship does.
He would tell me about his mom and his brother.
But she says she soon saw traits she describes as disturbing emerge.
He used to sell knives out of his lunchbox, which I thought was, like, insane because you can't have knives. This is a school.
Sell knives out of his lunchbox.
As for those haunting social media posts,
he would talk about how he sympathized with Syrian terrorists and that people who oppose them should be killed. He posts pictures.
I thought he was a right-winger.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
I thought he was white supremacist.
Like, this was normal. Like, you could even see a hamper in the background. That's how out of, like, how ordinary this was to him. He talked about killing our parents, our friends, boyfriends, and girlfriends.
Lopez says Cruz
her
after school. She says
authorities were alerted about this.
School officials multiple times between
She said this right there. She's like, I told school officials multiple times.
Schools has not yet responded to ABC News when asked about her claims.
Oh, how convenient. They don't want to talk about it.
No, we shouldn't. We shouldn't investigate the FBI, though. They're angels.
Yeah, let's not answer questions about Cruz and how he got away with this. And then let's just bulldoze the school that the shooting happened in, too.
ABC affiliate WPLG was over a girl Cruz briefly dated.
He would hit her. He would threaten her. He would threaten her family and her friends for talking.
Okay, that's good. All right, pull it down and end that. Now, this is key right there. That is key. Part of the background check is, do you have a history of domestic abuse, of assault, anything like that? She just said it. Yes, there was a history. He abused girlfriends. He hit girls. He should have failed the background check. Why did the background check not work? There's your debate.
We want to, I don't want to derail this too much, but we want to, you know, the FBI can't handle a case like this. They can't prevent prevent a school shooting from somebody who's obviously mentally unstable, obviously has ambitions of killing a bunch of people, but we trust them. Whenever they say there was Russian collusion, or we trust them whenever they say that the president is a traitor. I don't want to derail too much, but I just think it's funny that the FBI can royally screw up something like this with deaths of multiple children, but we trust them that they're above reproach.
The FBI's incompetence is really showing. They can't stop Russia from colluding, or they can't stop Russia from meddling. They can't stop a school shooting. What are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? Oh, that's right. You've become a politicized anti-American wing of the bureaucracy. That's what's happened to the FBI.
It should be noted that it's never not been a politicized bureaucracy, because it was founded by J. Edgar Hoover, and the guy used it as his personal spying agency to spy on political opponents people just have dirt on. It's been a disgusting organization. Exactly. It's been a disgusting organization from the get-go.
Real quick, we've been doing some investigative work, and I think this is strange, okay? A lot of these kids are in drama class, and now we've noticed that the drama teacher is in the background as they get up to speak to the mainstream media. So it's weird, out of a high school with 3,000 plus students, why are they always picking the drama team?
And we've got all the clips of them too, and she's in the background. I mean, honestly, there's so much crap, we can't even cover it. My head is spinning, and I gotta get to this clip. Darren, stick around if you want to comment, but I gotta get to this clip real quick, guys. Let's fast forward. Let's get to clip 15 now. Listen to what one of the Fantastic Four says on CNN.
Are you gonna be able to go back to school this week or next week? Are you gonna go back into the building where this happened?
Well, first of all, the freshman building is being torn down. But
how convenient, just like Sandy Hook.
The rest of the school is staying up, and as soon as we can, we are going to go back into the school. As soon as they say school is on Monday, I'm going to be there. I'm pretty sure. Unless I have interviews unless we have interviews or somewhere to be, we are going to be at school with the people who need us. We need to stand with our
pause right there. How fake is this girl? Oh, I need to stand with the students. We really need to be there for the fellow students. Oh, but if CNN calls, I'm there.
I like how she goes, I will be there. As soon as they say school is on Monday, I will be, I mean, probably.
Oh, well, but I'm so important now. I'm on CNN now. I'm a big gun, I'm a big anti-gun activist now. A pawn of the New World Order. A pawn of the Democrat Party. I'm being used and abused. It's honestly probably child abuse, that they're putting these kids through, and they don't even realize it. But here, let's finish the interview. Go ahead and roll it. I'm supposed to be here for the students. I'm here for the students. That is, unless CNN calls or MSNBC calls or anybody wants to interview me, then I'm there for them.
I've been working so hard.
I'm working so hard.
Everybody remembers when we first interviewed you on Thursday morning, and you were so
I smile behind the scenes. I laugh. This is all a good time to me. These people are narcissists, man. That's what this is. These people are the biggest narcissists.
But emotionally, how are you?
For me, it's been absolutely exhausting. On those first three nights, I only got 2 hours of sleep, and then I got 4 hours, and last night I got five. But that's only because I could miss an interview that I had at one in the morning in England.
Welcome to the info war, buddy.
It's been absolutely exhausting, but it's still nothing compared to what these parents are having to go through right now. And I think that's what people really need to focus on is these 17 individuals. If Emma and I couldn't exist, if we could just be
really like Coach Feast,
that's how I'd prefer it. I would want everybody to be doing this
like Meadow Pollock
without any of us saying this. But sadly, we have to stand up and take charge because nobody else.
All right, just pull it down. Just pull it down. I can't do this. I don't want to get into a battlefield with a high school student, and that's what
I mean.
The real
bad people here are seeing it. How sick is it? I mean, they're doing some sort of weird, like bizarre, twisted Harvey Weinstein thing rather than. They're saying, look, do you want to be a star? Do you want to be the face of a movement? Do you want to do that? Just push. Come on, kids.
Like, I see what you're saying.
You could change the world. You could change the world, Emma Gonzalez or David Hogg. Yeah. You could do it. You could be the face of a new movement, the kids that changed
You'll
everything.
You'll be the next anchor.
Exactly. You will be the new face of the anti-gun media. It's just CNN that wants to push these agendas, and they're using these kids. They're playing on their weaknesses and their childlike, insecurities to push these things. It's disgusting.
So here's the deal. You know what? Let's just go to this 14, guys. Just roll a little bit of clip 14 here because this is one of the stars. We're calling them the Fantastic Four. It's the same four people every time. Oh, and by the way, I got to pull this up. Don't do a doc cam on me yet, guys. I just got to confirm this. Okay, Emma Gonzalez now has over a quarter million followers on Twitter and is verified. Eagle Eye MSD, the school newspaper, is totally politicized, totally anti-gun. David Hogg, verified on Twitter. Cameron Caskey, verified on Twitter. So now Twitter is also propping these people up.
Yep. I mean,
this is insane. All right, you know what? Final words. Forget about the clips, guys. We're going to have to cover this tomorrow. Final words, Shane.
Well, it's just they're pushing this narrative now that Trump doesn't want to listen to the kids. Trump
doesn't care. Even though he just did a two-hour seminar with
exactly.
Them.
But what they really mean is, Trump won't listen to our four favorites, the four that we want people to listen to, because they're not verifying people like Jaylen Martin, the guy that's coming on and talking to us, the pro-gun student who was a witness to the shooting. They're not listening to the other ones that want armed security there. They're only listening to these four people. And because if we don't want to listen to these four people because we disagree on politics, then all of a sudden we don't care about the kids. Once again, it goes back to, if you don't agree with us, you don't care about kids. It's the same thing Piers Morgan did back when he had a show before his show got ruined by Alex Jones and Ben Shapiro in the course of about a week. It doesn't matter. They want to stand on the graves of dead children.
So this is actually just coming out from NBC Miami. Broward County deputies to carry rifles on school grounds now. Mm. That is an announcement made from Sheriff Israel. Now deputies will be carrying rifles on school grounds. Oh, do you think that will deter a mass shooter? Yeah, no kidding it will. And if it doesn't stop them from getting there, it'll stop them from killing people en masse. Jake Lloyd, thank you so much for your comments and your time here today. Folks, we're going to have to revisit this all and take care of it all tomorrow, because it's honestly just, it just never stops. And I don't know, folks. I don't know what to do right now. I mean, it's literally insane. They're pitting high school students against us now. They're literally using children as pawns so that we cannot have an intellectual debate about gun control and protecting kids. That does it for the InfoWars today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt, no Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.